USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The House January 6th Committee would like the Justice Department to prosecute former President Donald Trump and others over their actions linked to January 6th. The panel's approved four criminal referrals involving the former president: obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to make a false statement, and the big one, as read by Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin.
The committee believes that more than sufficient evidence exists for a criminal referral of former President Trump for assisting or aiding and comforting those at the Capitol who engaged in a violent attack on the United States. The committee has developed significant evidence that President Trump intended to disrupt the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution.
Others were named in the criminal referrals, most notably Trump attorney John Eastman. The committee is also exploring what to do about five House members who ignored panel subpoenas. All nine committee members voted in a single vote to approve the referrals. Chairman Benny Thompson then adjourned the panel, its last public hearing. The days leading to the Christmas weekend, we'll see another huge winter storm blasting the U.S. Meteorologist Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service is watching.
If you're traveling across the Midwest Thursday, Friday, you are looking at the significant potential for widespread snow with strong winds all the way from the mid-Mississippi Valley up through the Great Lakes.
The worst of it perhaps happening is you're in the car heading to visit the relatives for Christmas. The Weather Service says about 55 million of us will endure temperatures falling to zero or below over the next week. Some temperatures around Montana and the Rockies could reach 60 below with a wind chill. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Twitter drama just keeps coming. The big thing over the weekend, Elon Musk putting his future with the company he owns to a vote.
The controversial CEO posted a poll as a tweet on Sunday asking if he should step down as head of the social media platform. The majority of the nearly 10 million voters want Musk to exit his perch. A follow-up tweet from Musk: as the saying goes, be careful what you wish, as you might get it. I'm Jerry Barmash.
The latest count, more than 57% of those responding to the poll say yes, Musk should step down. About 42.5% say Musk should stay. This from more than 17 million votes cast in the very informal, very unscientific survey. The European Union's investigating Facebook and Instagram parent Meta for possible antitrust violations, specifically the airtight connection between Facebook and Facebook Marketplace, its online shopping service. The EU worries that in offering both services as a package, Meta will crush would-be rivals in the online classified ad business. Also, the EU is close to implementing a carbon border tax, a new strategy to help the continent become carbon neutral by 2050. EU countries must now comply with very strict emission standards. The carbon border tax will ensure that cheaper imports don't undercut homegrown industries. The first such taxes will be on imported iron, steel, cement, aluminum, and fertilizers. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.